Once again, I want to welcome you to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, brought to you by DrKeone.com and LuckyMojo.com. You can locate us online at the name of those domains, LuckyMojo.com and DrKeone.com. We're here to talk to you about the African diaspora tradition of hoodoo, African American herbal magic. Cat Ironwood and myself, Dr. Christos Keone, will be with you on the phones in just a moment to talk to you about your situation, your condition, and how to help you empower yourself. So don't go anywhere. You stay exactly where you are. If you're listening live, you can dial in to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour to ask your questions, 818-394-8535. That number again, 818-394-8535. So go ahead, get yourself in the queue, put your hands up so that we can answer your call here on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. Hello, Cat Shiva. How are you doing?
Traffic.
You got caught in traffic?
Yeah, it was my daughter's birthday today, and we had to go down to Berkeley for her birthday, and then when we came back up, there was a huge traffic jam on Highway 101.
My. Okay. All right. So, why don't you take a moment and get your breath?
I'm fine. I apologize.
That's okay. I remember you saying something in the forum that you were going to have a function this weekend, your daughter's birthday, and so, you know, hey, you had to do what you had to do, and I'm glad you're here. I kind of figured you're going to be on the way, or either you dial in from somebody's cell phone, because you don't use a cell phone, do you? Kat?
Well, I don't have one of my own.
Okay, all right. I was wondering about that.
Somebody's if I could have found one on the road.
Yeah, you could have. You could have, that's for sure. So how you been this week?
Oh, it has been just nonstop work and play. We had our apprenticeship week. We had 10 apprentices here, and from as far away as Florida and Texas, mm-hmm. Southern California, and Deacon Millett was here, Bree was here. Mama Han was here. She just got accepted into AIR.
Mm-hmm.
We taught courses on herbs, how to collect, how to dry, and you know how to know the herbs,
mm-hmm.
how to do candle
right.
Magic, and how to set candles and things.
Mm-hmm.
And then a course on washes and waters. And Kurt Biddle was there. Just a lot of good Carol Wysocki Strauss people that you may know. I don't know if you know them, but they are people who come through the forum. They're graduates of the course,
mm-hmm.
and we just had a wonderful time.
Wow.
It was really nice. And but I'm very very, you know, we just did a lot. We just did a whole lot. We got two new members. One was Mama Han,
mm-hmm.
Brenda Henderson, but she goes by Mama Han, and she is Miss Bree's mother. And we interviewed her, and she's just wonderful. And so she's now in the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is Conjurman Ali. And he is a young, up-and-coming root worker who mm-hmm. is a grad student at UCLA. And he is writing a book on Middle Eastern religion, on the god Dumuzi. And he's from an Afghani family, but he's, you know, real Southern California American guy.
Right.
But he is very well known at the Lucky Mojo Forum as
mm-hmm.
Conjurman Ali.
Mm-hmm.
And he has also been accepted for membership in AIR and will be one, another one of our root workers.
Wonderful.
So that was my week. How was your week, Dr. K?
It's been great, thank you. And some people have wondered about an update to the little scenario that I presented to you last week with the casework and... you know, got that under control, working on it, and it looks real good, and, you know, we're proceeding forward. It's been a busy week for me, actually, and, haven't traveled or anything like that, just been right here with my nose to the grind and taking care of everything, so I'm good.
Well, good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. So, are you ready to go to the phones?
Absolutely. I noticed the people in the chat room. Well, we got about 25 people in the chat room, and Conjurman Ali is there with a big smile on his face. Hi.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yes, I see.
People are saying hi to everybody and congratulating Mama Hen and Conjurman Ali. So,
mm-hmm.
hi to all.
Mm-hmm. And hello to all from me
well.
Okay. I'll try to type a little bit and converse with everyone in the chat room in between here, but I got a lot of duties here, and, you know, I feel like a one-armed paper hanger right now. So forgive me if you say something to me in the chat room and I don't get right to it and say hi back to you. Don't think I'm ignoring you. It's because I'm trying to read cards, monitor the board, and do other things here, okay? So welcome to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. Those of you who are joining us right now, the number to call in if you want to talk to Kat and I about your situation and how you can empower yourself, the number is 818-394-8535. That's 818-394-8535. We're going to go to the first caller in the queue right now. Your area code is 646-646 area code. Announce your name, the state you're in, and tell us about your situation. Hello, caller.
Hello. Hi, Dr. K. Hi, Ms. Kat.
Hi.
Hello. Who is this?
This is, I know Dr. K knows me as Michelle, and then Lucky Forum knows me as... Phoenix 27.
Hey, Michelle.
Oh, hi,
Michelle. Yeah.
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
Okay, I'm doing fine. I have a question, a love question. I want to make this, you know, long story short. I bumped into an old coworker about 8 months ago, and, you know, there were sparks. We admitted to each other that we like one another, but right now he's going through hard times. Want to know if his feelings are genuine or if it's just sexual or, he said he's going through a mini depression, but, I don't know, you know, how much I could believe from him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if, you know, and also he just got out of a relationship that was 15 years in July. But he said that, you know, once he could get his foot, you know, his self on his feet, then he'll, you know, be able to date. But he has said some things along the way that made me think that maybe it's just sexual, you know, and he doesn't want anything serious. But,
yeah. Well, when you say sexual, let me just ask, I'm always so blunt, and I don't mean to pry, but it is interesting
mm-hmm.
for us to know, are you actually having a sexual relationship, or is this just, you know, by a text or phone or the internet, or are you actually seeing each other?
We're not seeing each other at all. We're just friends, but we have, you know, there's a definite spark there. We said that we do like each other, but the thing is, I just want to know if there's any use of going forward, you know, once we, you know, we decide to be a couple.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, how about Dr. K? Would you like to open this one up with the reading on this?
Sure. I'd be honored. First of all, Michelle, I got your Facebook message that you were going to call, and it's so great to hear your voice again, and hope that you, Mom, and family, everybody's well. And I've looked at your cards here, and I do see this man as he's progressed and come into your life. He is the X, he is the Emperor card in the past, reversed, there he is, and then here we are now embarking on a new venture with him. That is the Fool card in the present, it's the card of beginning and kind of throwing, you know, caution to the wind, and you know, you see the Fool stepping off the cliff here with his eyes on the horizon where there is a rainbow, but there are yet many valleys and hills and mountains that one must go through, indicating the challenges and the highs and the lows of the present situation as you are finding it right now. Of course, you're exhilarated to think of the prospects of being able to start again, start anew with this individual, but you're also being very cognitive and aware of the fact that, yes, there might be some other mitigating circumstances here. And so the one thing that you're currently interested in, is he really interested in you, or is this just sexual? So let's move forward here. The future card is the Five of Cups reversed. So it says to me this may not necessarily be a situation that will end with discouragement and despondency as it may have done in the past. You know, no person is perfect, and no relationship is going to be perfect, and of course you're going to have to work on things and issues that caused you guys maybe to go in your separate ways in the past may again confront you because of it involves, you know, evolution and growth, and if you can get past that and beyond it, you're going to be a much more stronger couple. So the discouragement card is reversed in your future here. In the outcome, you asked a very important question. Is this just about the booty? And this card has a lot of sexual tension with it and yin-yang energy, and that is the Ace of Wands. And Kat will attest to this. This is a card of passion in the Quest Tarot, and here we have the phallic energy of the wand entering into the water, which represents the womb. But yet, because there's so much bright light, and there's so much water, and there's so much blue sky, it tells us that there possibly is unlimited potential, and it can go in a lot of directions because the water does indicate of emotions, although the water, that emotion, that body of water is you. Nonetheless, him entering the water, as this shows us on the card, this illustration, gives me a feeling that he will also get caught up in this thing. And you will see it. Both of these are timing cards, the Ace of Wands in the outcome, your summary card being the Ace of Swords. And so you'll see it, and there'll be a time when that thing will occur, and you'll know it, and you'll be aware of it. I did a six card because the reading was feeling so good to me, and that is the rebirth card, or what they call the judgment card. So I think, from what I see here, the potential for you and this guy to do it right this time is greatly enhanced by what these cards are telling me, but not without some hurdles, not without some mountains, some valleys, some hills to cross, which is what the Fool card says. Kat, I kick it to you.
Well, that's a very interesting reading. The Fool definitely says there has been some sort of foolishness problem. The Ace of Wands and Ace of Swords together are both very phallic cards. The Ace of Wands is a lot about physical strength and health, and the Ace of Swords has a sword that is crowned by an open circlet type crown, not one of those with the velvet on top, but just a band of gold for a crown. And hanging from that crown there are some different plant material, one of which is usually described as olive branch of mercy and compassion, and the other the palm frond, which is sometimes used in the Christian church to symbolize some sacrifice. But the sword goes up through that crown, so it does show that the sexual intercourse, sword in through the sword, sword through the crown, is part of this. But have some compassion, have some peacefulness. That's that olive, and be prepared that you might have to make a little bit of a sacrifice. Now I'm going to say one other thing about the kind of work that you might do. I know you've been on our forum, and you have often posted testimonials of praise to Saint Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
And St. Anthony is the one who returns lost things and lost people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would say to me that you may work with St. Anthony. Have you tried that on this situation?
I've tried it, but what's I've tried it doing you know, the prayer to St. Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm finding is that he's becoming more distant. I also want to say that he and I didn't have a relationship in the past. We were co-workers, and I've always liked him, but he had a relationship that was tumultuous and was off and on, and the girl didn't treat him right and always cheated on him. But it seemed like before, I think in August, everything was going so well because I was doing the Songs of Solomon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at the end of this August, when we was going through the retrograde,
mm-hmm.
I saw a difference in him after the retrograde. He became very distant.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Mercury retrograde people, you know, tend to reflect.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it was a case where he changed his mind or, you know, the work that I was doing is really wasn't helping the situation. And
rather than doubt your work, I would actually listen to what the man said. He said he was going through a mini depression. He's got issues of his own. And this is not, let's put it this way, the cards that were shown do not show, like, you know, a marriage that's going to, like, result right away. Rebirth, that card, the Last Judgment. What I would do if I was you is continue to do the kind of work you've been doing. You have a gift and talent for it. From talking to you before in the forum, that you are a person who lives a very spiritual life and knows how to do spiritual work. The Songs of Solomon, that kind of stuff, that is very good. Don't worry so much about the retrogrades. They do set people back. I would recommend something for the two of you, which is to get an astrological compatibility chart, because I may recommend things that we cannot see with the cards. The cards kind of will play into what's going on in people's minds right now.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
an astro compatibility chart, where the two of your charts are compared, will sometimes reveal the deep structural strengths and the structural weaknesses of the situation. Neither Dr. K nor I see that this is about the booty. There's more going on here. Do you have a honey jar on the man?
I do not have a honey jar.
All right.
But
well,
you know, it's so weird.
Yeah.
Because I know I cannot. I guess I can't get his personal, you know, like his personal belongings. I know in order for it to really have strength,
well,
you have to have
something
personal.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be stronger. But, you know, you want to get something of him. You have his photo, I'm sure.
Yes.
Start what you've got, and you can add to it. Remember, a honey jar is not like a mojo that you can never open it. You can open up and put more things in it.
Okay.
And I want you to do a honey jar. I also... I do feel that St. Anthony has always been a help to you and helps bring lost things into your life, and that may be part of it. Also, I really like the idea of you doing the Songs of Solomon. What I'm seeing right now is that this man is somewhat troubled himself. And also, I wouldn't worry if it's just about the sex. A lot of men will not settle down until they've had a taste of it to see what it's like. You know what I mean? They don't. I'm just telling you the truth, honey.
Yeah,
that's
true.
There are a lot of women like that, and I happen to have been all my life. I was one of those women. I never would go off with somebody and say, "Well, we'll figure the sex out later." I mean,
right.
You know, everyone's got their own. And no disrespect to those who wait till marriage. I just don't. Mm-hmm. And so. But you don't. He may not be that. You know what I'm saying? You may have to just see how that thing goes. But I have a strong feeling that what's holding him back is his own. He was not lying when he said he was feeling depressed and just a little bit down. There's something a little bit wrong in his life right now. And building up a little bit of courage for him would not be bad either. But get an astrological reading. I can tell you. There's any number of places you can get these on the Internet. There's a man named Deacon Millett at AIR, and that is his specialty, is love compatibility charts. And you'll get multiple, 30 pages of a report about every little facet of the two of you and what can be expected. And I think you should do that. But start that honey jar right away, all right, hon?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, too.
Question, but I understand. You're welcome.
All right, then. You take care, and do give us an update, Michelle, on how things are going with you, okay?
I will.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you're listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, and it's brought to you by Lucky Mojo Curio Company and DrKeone.com. We're both online at the same domains of the same name, LuckyMojo.com, DrKeone.com. Hit us up if we can help you with your situation. LuckyMojo.com can steer you with spiritual supplies and spiritual curios, and also make recommendations as to readers or workers who might be in your area. But you can also hit me up at DrKeone.com. We will get you straightened out. Kat and I, we're the best in the business. So we're glad to have you here, and we're going to go to our very next call right now. We're going to spread it out a little bit. Some of you have been in the queue since the show began. Some of you have been in just now coming into the queue. So we're going to spread it out and choose randomly, and we're going to go to the seventh caller right now. And you are area code 360, area code. If you will go ahead and speak your name and state you're calling from, talk to us. We'll be happy to help you out. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, hello? We can. Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. Who are you?
My name is Erin. I'm from Olympia, Washington. Hi. I go by Willow Spell on the forums.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I know your name, Willow Spell.
Erin?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, and I actually just had a reading with you, Miss Kat, a few days ago.
Yes.
I was one. So I'm sure you'll remember me from, you know, my situation a little bit from that. As an update, my husband did file for divorce this last Friday, unfortunately. And the reason why I'm calling today is to try to get some more insight as to what I can do or say to help push through this barrier that he's put up.
Well, hon, you know, I'm going to tell you flat out, because you don't want to hear it, and I'm going to tell you again. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the situation, Willow Spill has posted quite a bit at the forum. And I have read for her, and if you don't mind, I'm just going to make a brief summary. We're talking about a long-term relationship, and there are children involved too, and the husband has an ex, and there is also a past record of serious drug abuse and even prison time, and there's, you know, and Willowspell truly wants to help this man. She feels that she can bring him back, that she loves him, and she's going to do, you know, move that mountain, and she's going to do it. But I keep on saying, you know, pay attention to your own life. And it's hard. When I'm a reader and I've said these things, I believe the man is seriously troubled. But I say that, and then she says, but I don't care. I love him anyway. So, it's the truth.
Well, someone's got to help.
I'm just going to tell you that this is a situation that, and now he's filed for divorce, and this is what, I know you were trying to avoid it, but, you know, I know that this doesn't sound the way you want to hear it, but in 5 years, you're going to look back on this and say, what was I thinking? Because I seriously see problems with this man that are not the kind of thing that you want to know about. But that's just me. I'm just going to say it again, and it's a difficult situation, Erin. It really is, and I know we talked when we talked before. I said you need to set a time limit, and you told me, I believe, that you would, that you had made that limit. But I know you're working right up against that limit. So tell us, what is the limit? We'll all witness it.
Well, I had set a 6-month time limit about 2.5 weeks ago, which is when I had really started my spell work towards things. Mm-hmm. I have a honey jar working on him, which I had immediate results. Mm-hmm. I have a freezer spell going on his ex, as well as waiting for the last component for that shaking bottle spell that you suggested.
Right.
Waiting for dog's hair.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have every intention of sticking to my time limit. Being a Taurus, I'm very stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I won't push through if it's not something that can be helped. Something that has brought me call in today is that I was informed by a mutual friend of ours yesterday that right after he had filed, that he had called his friend, our friend, crying and saying that he didn't want to do this, that he doesn't know what else he can do, you know.
Well, he's a mess.
He really is. He needs help. He absolutely needs help. And
well, you know, we talked about getting him into a program like NA or AA, and then you said you weren't even sure if he was using right now. But
yeah.
there is drinking.
But as a drug use, I don't think that's going on at the moment.
Yeah, I know.
He still needs to get into a group. And I'm working with Deacon Millett, actually, is going to help with some cast off evil.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
But really, the focus that I was hoping for here was, what can I do to help break down this barrier a little bit with him?
Well, you know, the barrier that's gone up here isn't only just in his mind. When someone forms an alliance with a drug or an alcohol, that thing has a spirit of its own. I mean, you know, John Barleycorn is the name they've sometimes given, you know, or you know, the spirit of pain, the spirit of methamphetamine, which is a real twisted spirit. These are literally spirits that capture people. So there's more than just that. So cast off evil is a good way to start, because the man needs to have that taken off of him. But, you know, it's not... I'm just going to not even go to some of these spiritual things, because I know we've talked about those. I'd like to see you get into some, you know, like Al-Anon or something. You need support.
I do go to Al-Anon.
You do? Oh, good. I'm so glad to
yes,
hear that.
I do.
Because, because, you know, this is, you know, sobriety is something that doesn't come easy to some people. And you've got so much going for you, you know, and... well, you know, good. I want to make sure that you have support where you live, because, you know, you need to have an income, and you need to have that. I don't have the hope that you do about this man. I know that you have hope, and that's good, because you're the one who needs to have the hope. You don't need me to have the hope. But I mean, I'm behind you. I stand behind you. But my readings have shown that this man may be, you know, taking a long dive down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to concur with Kat on this with my reading here. Kat, if you don't mind, just to back you up here, I did spread the cards here. The Father of Stones starts it off. And then we have the what is called the multiverse, which would kind of be like the universe card here. But most important with what I see here symbology-wise is the Wounded Healer with Aaron. Is that that's your name, correct, Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. And so, you know, that to me is your present state right now of thinking that there is definitely another way, definitely another way. That's the multiverse card. There's got to be another way. You know, there are multiple universes out there, parallel universes, where this thing worked out according to Einstein's theory. I can never say it correctly, you know, of relativity. So, you know, I can feel you there trying to pull that in, and the symbol of infinity is here, and you definitely are not wanting to give up on it. But the death card is reversed in the future, and that it speaks to stagnation and things not moving forward and things remaining as they are, with the Tower card also reversing the outcome. And finally, the Ten of Wands is your fifth card. So, Kat, anyone who knows their tarot and look at this will automatically say, you know, sorry, Charlie, you know, this doesn't look like it's going to move forward for you, no matter how hard you try. Great effort, but, you know, star kids don't want great efforts. Here. Anyone knows that.
You know, like I said, you're going to stick with it. You're a good woman, and you love him, and the two of you have been through a lot, and there's a lot to go through. And this is not just, you know, a bunch of us saying, we don't understand, just cut it off. And, you know, many of us have been through these situations, you know, but, you know, there is that Ten of Wands, that's a big oppression. You have a lot to carry. You have a lot, you've got to get, you know, going on here. Give it all the time and do the deepest you can, but, you know, there is no more spell that I can say other than you know, to curse out alcohol and curse out the drugs, you know, you could try working with a doll baby on him. But thing is, I think he's, in a sense, he's so confused in his mind right now. The fact that he files for divorce and then cries and says he wish he didn't do it, that's a man who's not in his mind. You know, he's just lost. He's lost. And some people do become lost that way. And God bless you for loving him, and God bless you for trying to stick with him. But there's nothing more I could recommend than what I have already recommended. Try to separate him from the ex. I don't mean to tell your story too much in public here, but the ex, he went to prison for a robbery that the ex committed. This is serious codependency with that ex, you know. And there's a lot. There's so much here that's just ugly, you know. I just have a serious feeling that you're not going to be able to necessarily bring him out. But you know, God bless you. Give it a try, and I'll pray on your behalf. That's the best I can say.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
Hello?
I think Erin has already gone, and we thank her for her call, and sometimes, in fact, she did. I think she actually hung up here, from what I can see, and sometimes that's how it is. You know, people don't necessarily want to hear what you're telling them, and especially you keep hearing it over and over and over again. Hello? Kat?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm
and
here.
So,
I
it's sad. I'm sorry.
You know,
mm-hmm.
The thing is, honey, you know, and I know she's upset. We've had this. We've been around this a few times. Calling in the radio show isn't going to make it any better.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
It ain't going to change.
Yeah. There's one thing I tell people when they come to me with a situation and they know, you know, it's dead and they've been to every run, you know, root worker and you know, leaf worker or whatever, and they bring it to me and I'm like, look, you know, even the greatest heart surgeon can't restart a heart if the person is DOA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't care if it's Michael Jackson or whoever it is. If you're DOA, if the relationship is DOA, it's DOA. And it, you know, and the heart loves who it loves, and it doesn't care about the right nor the wrong of it. And I know that, and I know what it feels like to not want to lose someone and not want to lose a situation. But I think this goes even further to the point of codependency, which I've mentioned in the chat room before you mentioned it just now, Kat. And I said sounds like a very codependent relationship. And so the issue here is not about getting him back. The issue is about her getting herself straightened out and getting whole so that she can stop this repetitive cycle.
And you know what you don't know, Dr. K, is that there have been so many people. I mean, her story is very touching, and it is very it's a hard story. And you know, she's got economic issues, and there's a lot going on here. And you know, everyone in the forum has prayed for her and asked her, you know, take some time for healing for yourself. That's what she needs.
Yeah,
that's really what
it sounds
needs.
Like it. Okay, well, let's move on. We beat this horse a lot, so we're going to move on right now. And you're listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. And the number to call if you want to get in on this extended version, we're going 90 minutes today, folks, so stay by your phones. Don't go anywhere. It's 818-394-8535, 818-394-8535. We're at the bottom half of the hour right now. It's 6:34 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to take just a few minutes for a break. Not even a few minutes. It's actually 90 seconds since we've got such a long way to go. You get some water. Do what you got to do. We'll be right back with the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. Don't go anywhere.
Miss Kat and Dr. Keone will be doing a live simultaneous broadcast from the Lucky Mojo Curio Company every Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you are there, you could be on the air.
listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour right here.
You won't want to miss or have an opportunity to take part of the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. You may have a chance to participate as Dr. Keone and Miss Catherine Ironwood take live calls, give short readings, prescribe and describe authentic conjure spells, and provide listeners with the tools to achieve life goals through the magical power of roots.
All right, and we're back. Pardon me, I jumped in on that track when it was going. Everything was set on automatic there. Kat, this is wonderful. I'm having some great fun. Are you ready for the next call?
I sure am.
Let's go to... I hope someone is keeping track of the area codes here because some people are staying on the lines. Let's go to area code 941. Have we hit that one? I don't think so. Area code 941, caller,
hello?
You're on the air. Give us your name and the state where you're calling from. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, who's this?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, this is Mary. I go on the Lucky Mojo forums by Waterborne.
Oh, hi, Waterborne.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, and I'm Mary B. on my Hoodoo Space.
Ah, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How can we help you?
Thank you. Well, it's good to be here. And, Kat, I wanted to thank you for your great course. I'm a recent graduate.
Oh, yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. I wanted to call in. I just wanted to ask about, I've been really concerned about my health. I'm only 33, and I've been frankly feeling like an old woman. and I wanted to kind of get a read on, I've been trying to figure out just some things about my general physical health, and wanting to see if there's anything specific I should be doing to fix health. I don't know. Doctor's going to check my thyroid and possibly check something for sleep apnea. But I just wanted to see if the cards or the spirits say anything specific about my health that I should be checking out.
All right. Well, I'll take a look at that one. And I know we've talked about this before, about the thyroid issue. And, you know, we're not medical doctors, and this is important for us to always make clear on the radio here and to all our listeners. We are not medical doctors, but I'm going to put a few cards on this, and then we're going to see what Dr. K has to say. So, first card I get is a card that is not a bad card, not a good card, it's just a card. sometimes you get those just a card type cards. The card is the a Two of Wands. This is a card of long-term planning and about knowing where you are going. So what this says is that this is in the past. You have been looking to get the best treatment possible, to move forward, to get what you need done. And this says you've done a good job of it so far, but you need a helper. The Two of Wands is a man with a wand stuck into a bracket on a little tower overlooking the little town that's right by the bay where he's going to set sail. But there is two wands, and he has one in one hand, and he has a globe in the other, and he's got the other wand in a bracket. So he's waiting for help. He's waiting for a partner, waiting for somebody. But he has a plan. He knows what he's going to do. So that says to me that you have done everything that you can so far. Like I said, it's not a good card, not a bad card, but you've been making all the right moves. The next card is the card of the Ace of Cups. It's a good card for health issues and recommends that you take a spiritual viewpoint, that you take a calm viewpoint, that you investigate things like alternative medicine as well, sometimes called complementary medicine. In other words, bathing and herbs, hands-on healing, and spiritual healing, as well as having your medical doctor. It speaks to the fear of the valley of the shadow of death, because this is the card of the 23rd Psalm, "My cup runneth over." And the 23rd Psalm is a very happy psalm, but it does talk about danger in that psalm, and it says that, you know, you're just not going to have any fear because you know you're going ahead. So that's a card that tells me that no matter what goes on with your health, you are a person of great spiritual competence and completeness, and will do well to work with others in terms of healing, complementary medicine, and but also it literally deals with healing from God. All right, so that's okay. Important. And then the third card, and I just do a set of here. The third card is the King of Wands, and that is a doctor or healer type. Wands usually refer to health, and so the King of Wands is a person who would be a person who could lead and guide you. I see that a lot of this trouble is medical. It really is medical, and it's not so much. I mean, we all are, as they say, heir to the ills of the flesh. And what I'm seeing here is this is not a question of some sort of evil curse been put on you or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Follow your doctor's advice. Do what you can, but also look within and go for some healing energy. I always recommend Dr. Jose Gregorio Hernandez as a compliment to your doctor. He is a beatified person who was a doctor in life and will help your doctors help you. In a sense, this what these three cards tell me is that you've got a journey that you're going to be going on. And this whole health issue is a journey for you. It doesn't show immediate death or any kind of thing like that. It just shows you're right now you're on a journey, a health journey. And you should have two forms of treatment, which are the spiritual form and the medical form. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
What do you see, Dr. K?
I will have to actually back off on this one because I'm not really, really good at doing medical readings and diagnoses, and I'll bow to what you've told her on this one here, okay?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I will say that that some of the things that I find very helpful when you do have a serious, there's questions, and you know, I look for doctors who sometimes I'll pull the card and say, well, what doctor should I be looking for? What should he have about him that would these cards might be able to tell me? Because sometimes you'll have a choice of doctors or clinics or wherever you're going to go. And I would say here that what you're looking for is an energetic doctor who is has some vitality for themselves, not someone old and tired. And some of the things here that I'm seeing, as I said, the card with the Ace of Cups, with the waters and the washes, to me really does say that that you may find a great deal of in this time, you might find some people who will be with you who are female, you know, with water, and who are loving and who are helpful, but that it also does look like the lead person who's going to be really involved in treatment, you might want someone who's very energetic, could be a male. Okay?
Okay.
That's the best I can see on it. I do know, though, it's not, let me just put it this way, this looks like a straight medical issue from my reading of it. It does not look to me like you've been cursed or treated in some way that has caused this.
Oh, I never thought that I was. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, I wasn't in any sort of imminent danger. So.
No, I don't see imminent danger, but I do see a long-term treatment. And the reason I say that Two of Wands, that does say there's a journey here. And so when I see that kind of a card, I say, you know, just prepare yourself. It may take you a while to get to where you want to go on this thing. But treat yourself well along the way. And the Ace of Cups is a card of blessings. So I think that you'll find this is not going to be, let's just put it this way, we're not going to be burying you next week, okay?
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay.
You're welcome. God bless you too.
Bye-bye.
Our prayers are with you. Okay, and so let's go to our next call here, and we appreciate you waiting here for your calls here on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Hoot Work Hour. And if you're listening online, via Blog Talk. The number is 818-394-8535 if you want to go ahead and dial in. That's 818-394-8535. Okay, so area code 619. Have we gone to that one? Area code 619. Caller, you're on the air. Give us your name and the state you're calling from. Hello.
Hi, Doctor. Hi, Kat. My name is Grant, and I'm calling from California.
Hey, Grant.
Hi, Grant.
Hey, and I go by Detective Caution on the Lucky Mojo site and Mr. Hoodoo Worker on the forum there.
Hey, yes, I know who you are.
You know, you guys. I got to break in here for a minute. Could all you guys get your names together in one place? We've been having a conversation about that among some of my students. I mean, you know, get one name so we all will know you. All right. Anyway, hi, Detective Carson.
Hi. I just want to thank you guys so much for all your help, because it's been such a wonderful, journey for me so far, and I'm so glad I found both your websites. And the doctor's magic hand has been working well. You know, I did get $200 this week. So. Well,
yeah, I read that. Congrats,
and,
too.
And my question is, I'm still having trouble getting employment. I'm working diligently towards it and have had zero success so far getting hired anywhere. And I used to be, at one time in my life, an investor. I did it full-time for a living and was quite good at it. And I have a chance to borrow a small amount of money, and I just wanted to see if there would be, if I did that, made that choice and kind of went back into that, if I would have success at that.
Okay, well, Dr. K, you want to try this one? You're the money man.
Oh, my God, if you don't get blue flag root and work the rooker-rooker out of that root, I don't know what to tell you. I love blue flag root for... prosperity work, and of course nutmeg. And nutmeg is easily to acquire, you know, because it is a spice, and being able to use that as a part of your baths and your oils and so forth. But I take it what we need to do first is turn the cards. So, Kat, I've been turning the cards. Will you turn the cards on this one?
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm trying to solve a little technical problem here. Okay.
All right.
All right.
So the question has to do with investing. Is that what we're talking about?
Correct. If I were to get this money and go back into investing, will it be
successful? Oh, back. If I were to get this money,
I can get it. I just have to go tell the person I want to loan it to me.
I understand. So now we're talking about getting a loan and investing it, all right?
Now, so it's not like an interest loan or anything.
Right, I understand. Now, when we're going to talk about investing, do you mind telling me, just generally, because the reason I asked is, when I look at these cards, I want to see what the cards symbolize, and I need to have some symbol. In other words, are we investing in real estate? Are we investing in beer? Are we investing in women's clothing? What are we investing in?
No, it's a stock market.
Stock market. Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All righty. So now I have the stock market. All right. Well, I'm going to do three cards on that. First card, bad card, is death. That would be your past. That would show that your economic situation was dead. But the light is coming up. This is the sunrise. You know, it's a card of death, and then they call it transformation. But it really does mean that after the death, there is something possible, okay? So you have been stopped short in your path economically, completely brought to a halt, let's say. All right? The next card I have is a card called the Two of Pentacles. This is a man juggling two little coins together with his back to the ocean, and the ocean is going up and down, like the stock market or a roller coaster or some kind of unnatural waves going up and down. And this does show that it will put you, if you get into this investment, it will put you in a situation where you're going to be kind of tap dancing on the edge of things. Not a foregone deal that you will make money off this. It does not say to me that this is absolutely, yes, your ships are going to come in, it's going to be a great harvest, anything like that. You'll be juggling, and because the economy is still weak and is still juggling around. The third card is the card called the Three of Pentacles. This their coin card, but it's the only coin card in which there are no golden coins. This is one where the artisan is making stone tracery carvings in a church. And this is a card of steady progress, steady work, under the direction of two wiser and more experienced individuals. The artisan is elevated, and he is worthy of his hire. He's raised up on a bench. There is a priest who funds everything. There is an architect who has the plan. The guy goes ahead, and he makes this thing. So it tells me that you might make a profit, but it will not be a great profit because there's no gold coins here. In other words, it might put a structure under you, and it might help you build yourself up, but it's not going to be the key to getting rich quick. It's not going to be that, you know, wow, now I've got a down payment for my house type thing.
Right.
Okay? So what I'm seeing is past, we had a complete collapse of your economic situation, but the sun comes up, then we have the juggling, trying to live from day to day, trying to live from, you know, one thing to next. And then in the future, this situation, if you have these other people, are there going to be other people involved with you, right?
No, I'm just, if I decided to, I'm going to just be a loan from a friend, and if I, you know, lose 50% of the money, I'll give the rest back to him, and I'll owe him forever the other part that I don't have anymore.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Like I say, when I see this card, there are three people here. One is the priest. He's the one with the money who says, let's build a church. There's an architect. That's a
right.
plan. And then there's the person who's actually carrying out the work. So what it says to me here is that the return may be small. There is probably some kind of a return going to happen, but it's not great. And literally, when I see this card, I tell people, they say, well, where should I go apply for a job? When that card comes up, I say, go apply at a nonprofit or do something for the good, like a church, for the good of people. But none of these cards say to me this is going to be a great investment and that it's going to make a great amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I concur with Kat here, and I apologize because I was having a technical problem and we were trying to figure it out, and so I had to get off mic for a moment. But I did spread my cards, Kat, and I do have the Tower card here in the present reverse with him for his money situation. The outcome is the Ten of Stones reversed, and the Nine of Wands is a summary card, which is also reversed. So it does speak to some difficulties here, which I am aware of as well about his money situation, but it also gives me a feeling that there needs to be some real remediation in his life to remove this energy. It's not just a, you know, can I get a windfall real quick and this will solve my problems. No, there's something here that may be rooted in the past. It has a genesis somewhere and needs to be uncovered so that it can be dealt with so you can get this off of you. Okay?
Yeah. What I'm saying here is that there is progress to be made, but it's not going to be the total solution. That card has a church on it, and whenever I see this, I know that's not popular to talk about church, but I am going to talk about church. I would say that if you do make any money on this, I want you to be giving some of it to help others. There's something here also possibly about you receiving help. Because I remember in your post, you were, I mean, I don't mean to, you know, talk out of school here, but you were telling us that you were living in your car. Is that not correct?
Well, I still am, but, you know, I can't get work, and I'm at an end where if I don't do something to have some income coming in pretty soon, I mean, I did get that $200 this week, which is a huge help. It gives me gas extenders for a while, and I do have food stamps. You know, I'm taking advantage of those things, and I applied for general relief last week, which I believe is like $150 a month, but I wouldn't get that until almost the end of November. So I still keep looking for work. I mean, I don't give up, but I was just curious if this would be something that I should undertake to maybe get a little bit of money coming in while I'm still, you know.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that as. I mean, it looks like it's possible, but it's not gonna make a lot. I would also say though, and again, I don't know what your relationship is to church, and I don't know what your relationship is to social services, but it almost looks to me like when you give to others, you're going to get something. In other words. Just to give you an example, and I'm going to just say this just as straight out as And well, when I used to live in the city, I used to go to church, not about three. I don't so much anymore because I have my own church, but because I'm way out here. But when I lived in the East Bay, I noticed, you know, if people needed plumbing done, well, they got it from the plumber who was in the church. You know what I'm saying? You didn't just go open up the Yellow Pages because, you know, this was somebody who you knew. I don't think that church necessarily in this card means church, but it means some sort of social network. You need to be part of some social group that will help you and you will help others. In other words, if you, you know, as they say, cast your bread upon the waters and it will return to you. I think that I know you've got a good spirit and I know you're really looking for work. Try looking for some work at some places that, where there are people that you can help. And I think, you know, because you, what's happened to you is cosmically, you know, not fair. I mean, it's, you know, you're an intelligent, bright person with a lot of skills and talents. You're not, you know, some no good layabout on the street.
Right.
So, you know, you'll come out of this. You're going to come out of this. One of the ways to do so is to form a community outreach, you know, meet people. And I see that church card just reminds me of that. That's all I was going to say about that. So, so you know, if you had to go door to door with a lawnmower and say, "I'll mow your lawn, lady," you know, somebody will say yes and give you some money every day.
Right.
And I've hired people under those terms, you know, and I'm not talking standing at the, you know, with the sign that says, you know, "We'll work for food." I'm talking about going and knocking on the door and getting mowing the lawn. I have a feeling that there's something out there that has a stone that has not yet been turned over, and that under there's going to be some help. This particular investment thing may work a little, but it's not the solution that I know you wish it was. Okay.
Right.
And I will do thing. I'll light another green candle for you in the church because I know I like your voice, and I know that you just you know you sound like a sane, reasonable person. And so you know it's, you know you sound like somebody who deserves a job and will get one soon.
Well, there's some things, you know, the doctor said there was something I need to clear up, and how would I go about clearing it up so I can end this train wreck?
Well, you know, sometimes you just have to, you know, just pray real hard and wait it out.
Right.
Whereabouts are you located? You said California.
Encinitas,
all right.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah,
I know that,
you know, San Diego, yeah.
Yeah, I know where that is. If I was you, I would get into Craigslist and offer to do work for people. Have you been doing that?
Yes. And I try and get those day labor gigs that are up there, and it just never happens. And every now and then I get something. Like the other day, I helped somebody move, and you know, every now and then I get something, but it hasn't been, you know, far and few between. And I tried running the ad up there and got zero response from saying, you know, I've done it several times, not just once, saying, you know, I'm here, this and that, and this is what I can, you know, I can do this and this and this, and nothing, no response.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well. One of the things that we talked about, a blue flag route for money, another is gravel route for a job and salt.
Right.
And so, you know, you want to, you know, and, you know, there's, you know, Carolina Dean said something in the chat room. I don't know if you're following this, and I just got to quote what he said here. Carolina Dean says, "I would look into assisted living programs. They like to hire strong men, and they often have clients looking for live-in help." And that's exactly the kind of thing I was talking about. Three of Pentacles. You know, some sort of a group situation where you will help others and they will help you. You know.
Right.
So that, you know, that may be another way to go.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've come from a higher place in your life, and it's hard to be thrown down so low. But there's something to learn about this. You know, it happens to all of us. And I just feel that somehow associating yourself with a nonprofit or with helping people is going to help you.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks
sure.
for your call, and we're wishing you well.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not a problem. Bye-bye. Okay, you're listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour in our extended format. This is the first week that we're going an hour and a half, so those of you who are about to hang up thinking that the show is over, no, you stay right exactly where you are, and we're going to come back and answer the phones. I just lost my screen. And so I'm going to tell people, you know, if you like this show and you're listening, one of the things that you ought to do is make sure that you set some lights for us and work on our behalf when we are working on your behalf, because we've had some strange occurrences going on here today, Kat. And so I got my screen back, but that's twice I've lost the screen today here. And if I lose the screen, I can't see who to call on next, okay? So are you ready to take the next call?
Yeah, absolutely, unless you want to play some more music.
Okay, let's take the next call. No, we do that so to give people a break. It's broadcast. You know, you never watch a television show or listen to a radio show where there's not a break. People, they lose interest. So here we go.
All right, well, you do it whenever you want, so I'll play along.
I'm good, because we've got a lot of people here in the queue, and after all, we're here to take their call. So let's go to a call right now. Area code 202. Speak your name, tell us where you're from. You are on the air with Kat and myself here, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Woot Work Hour. Area code 702. Hello, caller.
Hi there. Hi, I'm Romaine calling from Washington, D.C.
Hello, hi. Washington, D.C. How are you, Romaine?
Good to talk to you, Dr. K and Kat.
Thank you.
Very nice to hear your voices. My question that I have, actually I had two issues. I'm unemployed. I wanted to know when a possible job would come up, but one of the big issues is I just ended a relationship with someone during the Venus retrograde, and I was really concerned about whether we would end up back together.
All right, well, we got two different issues here. So how about we talk about the relationship first, and just see what that is, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. You want me to, what do you want to do, Kat? I'm turning cards on it.
All right. Well, how about you pull some cards on the relationship?
All righty. Well, what's your name again, please?
Romaine.
Okay. Thank you. I've just turned.
And he's from Africa. And, you know, I think he's seeing someone else.
Mm-hmm. All right. What part of Africa, dear?
He's from the Ivory Coast.
Okay. All right. You got a maybe on getting back together. Okay? Definitely you're going to need juju. There's juju here. So I think that someone is fighting you. Someone is pulling at him. Because the juju card is, I call it the juju card, the magician card, Kat, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I understand. What I was called the magician card, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, he is married. He's separated from his wife. He's with two children. He's separated from his wife.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a woman that he's involved with.
All right, so the question, okay, so what I see, to answer the first part of your question, you have a maybe about getting back together. That's a 50-50 chance, okay? There are some other mitigating things that are happening right now. It looks like you and he, there's no passion, nothing going on between you now, because the Ace of Wands is reversed. So where are you all, what's going on with you guys right now?
Well, we're not having any contact at all. It completely stopped in September. We had a major blow-up. So I had basically followed him in my car to the place where I think he's seeing a woman, and it turned into a major ugly situation, and I haven't talked to him since, but he's been sending me emails. I had my number changed. He's been sending me emails, you know, trying to get me to communicate, but I haven't been really open to that.
Yeah. And there is, yes, and the answer is yes, there are multiple women here. And I asked the cards about that. And I can tell you right now, with the Nine of Cups reversed in the future, it looks like that the state of things are going to stay the way they are. The Cups represent emotions. The Nine of Cups being reversed definitely does not give a good vibe to this reading, okay? The only thing that I think is going to mitigate this for you is to fight it with juju. That's the magician card and the outcome. And your fifth card is going to be the multiverse card, which is the wounded healer saying maybe some other options will open up between the two of you. Some other things may happen to where you can make this kind of work out, or at least give you a little bit more of a chance and probability at making this work. But you need to understand, you're coming up against some African juju here. There's something here. There are other women who are fighting for this man. So you got a 50-50 shot on it. And the only way you're getting back is to fight fire with fire. Kat?
Well, are they doing something against me? Like his wife? Is she doing something?
Okay. Kat, you want to answer that?
Or is it that they're just fighting to keep him?
Mm-hmm. You want to answer that, Kat, or you want me to turn on it?
I want to make sure she's not cursing me.
No, I don't think so. What I have here is the Seven of Swords. He's a liar. he's the problem. I mean, she certainly is fighting to keep him. I have, but I don't think he's worth keeping. I mean, you know, I sometimes feel like I'm a broken record here telling women, you know, if you followed him around and he, you know, this and that and the other, you don't need a, well, I think Bob Dylan said, you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. But I get the Seven of Swords as a man who is stealing swords. This is a guy who tells lies and pretends to be more than he is. Yes, she probably has something up around him and has made him miserable and made him so he can't ever be with any other woman because he keeps on messing up and then the other women find out and, you know, whatever. But it's not your problem.
You know, it's not,
in other words, I don't think she's pursuing you down to the end of the earth to harm you. In fact, I get for her the Five of Swords, which is a person laughing as they cause other people to drop their swords and walk away under a windswept, cloudy, you know, partially cloudy sky. The person laughing, they've already picked up three swords and they've caused two more people to drop their swords. She's done this before. She'll do it again. But she's not after you per se. And I think you did the right thing in changing your numbers and all that and not letting him contact you. I don't think, you know, you started off by asking, is there a chance of us getting together? But then you let us know that you've already made it impossible for him to contact you. And truthfully, I think what you need is just another woman, and I'll be that woman, to stand up and say, stick by your guns. Yeah, it may look like you lost something, but you didn't lose a lot. And when you lost
okay,
this man.
Okay, let's get past him, because I'll let it go. I'm more concerned about my employment situation, to be honest.
Yeah, I do think that may be more of an issue. That definitely, you know, let's take a look at the employment
okay.
situation.
Kat, while you do that, I will concur. I did look to see there. No juju is being directed at you, caller.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think the poor husband may have been, he's, you know, but whatever.
This isn't the first time I heard he was a liar. I had someone else do a reading and said he's a liar, and that's why I've just moved on. But he's definitely seeing another woman. He has his wife, I think, who might be fighting for him, but he is definitely involved with another woman. And that's why I ended things with him. I was just curious to see what his intentions were because he keeps sending me emails, although I've pushed him back and I've changed my number.
Yeah. He's not worth it. Just let him
right.
Just, you know, he's just not a worthy person. And if another reader told you he was a liar, I'm saying he was a liar.
Yep.
And I think you have some possible evidence that he's a liar. Let it be at that. Now let's talk about your job. I mean, to put up a little protection, you know, give yourself a little van bath or something to take off any kind of thing she might have thrown at you.
Okay.
You know, just do what I would call the usual. And van is a good thing to uncross yourself. You could use uncrossing. I like van. It's a very fresh scent. It just changes bad luck to good. Now let's look at your employment issues. Okay, so what do you do for a living usually?
I've done accounts payable work, accounting kind of work.
All right. And you've been out of work for how long?
A year and a half.
And the reason for that was what, just general layoffs, bad economy?
Yeah, I was laid off.
All righty. Now, I'm going to ask a couple more questions just to get this sort of in my mind. The kind of work you do, are there skills that would have been replaced? In other words, new software, new things that you're not au courant or up to date about? Or
yeah.
Is it just there has been, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. Because what I'm getting here, card of the Hierophant, and the card of the Hierophant often means some credential or schooling. But you sound like a grown woman, so that's why I ask, is there some new material that you need to learn about? Because it just may be that when they're looking at you, they're going, ah, it's been out of work a long time, not used to working anymore. We need to get somebody fresher and younger and, you know, up to date. So the Hierophant says to me, if there is any kind of, you know, because you've been out of work, if there's any kind of schooling or program or certificate, or I see, again, I don't know what your job is exactly, really accounts payable is or any of that stuff, but you understand what I'm saying? Does it make sense what I'm saying?
Yes, it does.
All right. So that's the card of continued education. The next card is we have two queen cards facing one another, Queen of Swords followed by the Queen of Cups. I believe you would do better to be hired by a woman. And a Queen of Swords, what sign are you, dear?
I'm a Leo.
A Leo, okay. Because neither of these is you, then. You'd be the Queen of Wands. So this is a Queen of Swords is an air sign woman. Queen of Cups is a water sign woman. One is more businesslike and more legal-like and more go-get-em. The other is more intuitive, softer type person. And these two queens are facing each other. Says to me that you would do well to apply to women to get a job. In other words, either of these two women are the ones who would hire you. One intuitive, she would want to look into your life. She'd have a feeling of heart to heart with you. The other woman is a woman of goes by the rule book, but is still yet compassionate. She holds her sword upright. And either one of them would be willing to hire you, but it's two women. And they face each other. It does not look bad. It doesn't look bad, but you need to get... and really, when I look at that Hierophant card, he's like a pope or a Dalai Lama. He's on a throne. And there are two priests kneeling in front of him. One has roses on the back and one has lilies. And that kind of makes me think of these two queens, two different styles. It's almost as if that you need to find... maybe there's two women who are business partners. I'm not sure. But there is something about these two women that would be where I would be looking for work. Or you can also, when I look at these types of cards and I'm looking for where am I going to get my job, where am I going to get my job, the one woman has a bird, she has butterflies, she has clouds, she has a sword, she has trees. And I look for those kind of words. You know, what if her name was, you know, Bernice Bird? I'd go, oh, well, look, there's that bird lady. Or the other one is by the water. She has sand. She has pebbles. She has a cup or a chalice or a goblet. Gold, it's made of gold. And she has shells, you know, so it might be, you know, her name might name be Shelley or something of that nature. So I'm just looking at these two women. It looks to me like you will be hired, but one is a sympathetic woman. The other one is a woman who goes by... what she considers your adequacy for the job, okay? Either one will help you. Now, I would say that you want to in Crown of Success materials. Have you done any spell work on this?
No.
All right, well, we're going to start you off. What I'd like you to do is to do a simple spell for success and for getting any kind of degrees or credential work or anything like that you need to do, and something also to keep your courage up. I would maybe add a bit of crucible to it. Burn some candles for Crown of Success. Maybe make yourself a job getting mojo hand and wear that, or wear some gravel root in your shoe. Gravel root and salt is sometimes used in the shoe. When you go to have an interview, you want to make a honey jar, and you want to put the names of the people who are going to interview you in that honey jar, and that kind of thing. Something that's going to help you be seen above the others. Do you have any ideas on this, Dr. K?
Yeah, thank you for asking, and you need to definitely increase the number of spiritual baths you're taking, especially for cleansing. And I don't know what your ritual is right now for that, But I get a lot of water here with the cards that I have, Kat. The Empress reversed in the past, the Ace of Stones reversed in the present, the Mother of Stones reversed in the future. The Nine of Cups here is a summary card. They all are very watery cards here. Even the Eight of Cups reversed in the outcome. In this deck, the Quest Tarot has a lot of water on it. So that says to me that there's a need for spiritual cleansing of oneself and one's residence. And you can't ignore that. So what are you doing in that area, caller? What have you been doing about spiritual cleansing?
That's interesting that you bring that up, because I'm now in the process of spiritually cleansing my house now. I'm like cleaning up, organizing, throwing things out, and I'm getting ready to prepare to cleanse my house. And I wanted to do some spiritual baths, but I don't know how to do them or what to use to get started with that. But I've been told by another reader that I need to keep water around me. For some reason, I should keep getting these water readings.
Well, that's what I got too, that Queen of Cups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Queen of Cups who sits down by the water. There's it very much, and it's interesting because you said you were a Leo, but there is something about spiritual cleansing and bathing. I'm going to give you a couple of recommendations. One of the old staples for cleaning, spiritually cleaning a house, is called Chinese wash. And it's just an old-fashioned thing. You can it's a concentrated liquid soap. It has a beautiful scent to it. It's very similar. You can take Van oil and put it in water and get a similar thing. And you're going to wash your house from back to front. Now, there are many people. You can read at the forum on how to do it. At Lucky Mojo, we have a free flyer on how to do it called Spiritually Cleansing Your House. You can read online for free at luckymojo.com/baths, B-A-T-H-S, baths.html. There's a whole thing about floor washing and cleansing the home. And that is going to be a good first start for you, bathing yourself also. And I would say that some of the prayers that I would literally recite would be 23rd Psalm is always good for aligning yourself with God's purpose in life and finding a way forward to get what you need and to be grateful for what you get. And the Lord's Prayer is another good one. But I like the 23rd Psalm.
Do you guys sell the products, the Chinese
floors? Oh, yes. We not only
all
sell
that
it.
At Lucky Mojo?
Yeah, we not only sell it, hon, we make it. In fact, I had my 10 apprentices here for the apprenticeship week. We made 2 flats of Chinese wash. We make it. We pray over it. It's the real deal. And it's not too expensive. You can see it at luckymojo.com. I don't try to use this show to sell my products, though, but it is classic and it's a standard, and I think other people would speak up on Chinese wash behalf and say it's really good.
I have some Crayola. Someone was telling me to use Crayola, too.
Yeah, Crayolina or Crayola, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Crayola,
yeah. Yeah, that's a good one, too. And, you know, this is interesting because there are 2 major trends in spiritual home cleaning in this. One is to use those things that are pine-scented, and Crayolina is in that group. And there's another trend, which is to use the lemon-scented or lemongrass-scented.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and some people will mix them. A lot of it depends on what kind of a family tradition you come from. Now, you're in Washington, you know, people back east often will tend to use these pine-scented things. Some of those who are part Native American will prefer the pine-scented, and some will mix them. Like there's lemon-scented pine sol, which is a mix of the two. Chinese wash is more in the lemon-scented group. But either way, it's going to be a spiritual cleansing, and either one of those is a good product.
But I can mix the Chinese because I'm going to go on Lucky Mojo and I'm going to order everything that you said.
Yeah,
I'm going to listen to the archives of this show and I'm going to get the list of everything that you named, and I'm just going to go on Lucky Mojo and order. The only thing is I noticed that you don't have PayPal with Lucky Mojo, and I'm used to making my purchases through PayPal.
We don't do PayPal because PayPal will not allow us to have PayPal if we sell tobacco products. and we sell what's called black candle tobacco, which is a very old traditional southern herb. It's tobacco. And I had this, I just got angry one day when they said, well, we're going to yank your PayPal status if you don't stop selling tobacco. And I thought, no one's going to make me stop selling black candle tobacco. It's just raw tobacco. And I said,
right.
You know, so we just stopped carrying PayPal. I've thought long and hard about it, but I'm a stubborn person. And I just stuck with it. But you can use a credit card, or you can send a money order or a check or cash. We have a lot of different ways people pay. You can call the shop and talk with people. When you order, what you want is that ask for the spiritual cleansing flyer, because it'll give you all the instructions how to use the products. And also, some of these things like Chinese wash, you can put a few drops in your bath also. And another one that you might find useful, which is an all-herb. See, because there's different traditions, and the all-herb one is 13-herb bath, and people will take that and boil it in a little water and then add it to their bath. And you can make a combination of all three of those, you see, and
now,
it'll make
a... Do you sell natural candles versus the ones that don't have the metal wicks and the... You know, like beeswax, things like
we
that.
We have beeswax. We only have one size of beeswax candles, but we do sell them. They're getting expensive because of all of the pesticides killing off all the poor bees out here. And, beeswax is getting harder to get. But, yeah, we do have one beeswax tapers, and we also sell the paraffin candles. They don't have metal in the wick. I know what you're talking about. That's very dangerous. And we sell the little 4-inch, 6-inch. You know, just go online. You'll see. I don't want to spend a lot of time here just talking about our products.
Okay, I understand.
Okay. Yeah.
So basically, in closing, what I'm getting from you and Dr. K is that I need to do my baths and I need to clean my house, spiritually clean it out.
Right.
Yes.
You do.
And from back to front. You want to clean from back to front. And one of the things that a lot of people will do is in each room light a little bit of incense, or in each room light a little white candle. And I mean little, you know, it could be a birthday candle, it could be a 4-inch candle. Say the prayer that you prefer, like 23rd Psalm, in the room, and then go to the next room. When you're all done and have cleaned the house from back to front, take your dirty scrub water as you go, and you can throw it out. Some people say that they don't want it to go down the drain. You want to throw it out to the crossroads or out into the street. It's, again, a very old-fashioned way to do. And then you can take and clean your house coming inward, just the front steps and front door, with some money-drawing products to draw money to your money your way. In other words, maybe some steady work is something you're going to need, maybe a little attraction to make somebody, you know, attracted to you, and you put those just a little bit on a broom and just sort of sweep up your steps up to the front of the house or apartment or however you have it, and then just put them at the four corners of the door. So that's like after you've cleansed outward, you draw coming inward. We have a lot of information.
That's a great idea. So I take the stuff that I clean my house with and dump it in it, because I live in an apartment, so I should dump it in the street and not dump it down in my toilet.
Well, I prefer to take at least, if you're going to dump it down in your toilet, I would take at least a symbolic amount of it and take it out. People used to, in the old days, they would take the crossroads. But, you know, that can be just where your two street corners cross. Just even a little tumbler full, just even a little water bottle full, just to dump it out, to let all, you just say, let all the dirt and spiritual dirt and grime that has accumulated upon me go out into the world and bother me no more, and just pour that little bit out. People will do that. Sometimes people will pour the dirty water toward the rising sun, and they would say, you know, I get rid of all this old stuff, and as the sun rises, I mean, blessings I've been denied.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are different prayers that people say, and, you know, there's not just a one way to do it.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Colin.
Now, one final question, if it's possible. When you say clean my house, do I have to take all the furniture out of each room and just clean it, or can I clean around? I mean...
I don't do heavy lifting.
Yeah,
but some will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just even one of the tricks I've used is take a little bit of that stuff, and if I have carpets or something like that, you can just put a little bit of it on a Swiffer type. You know what a Swiffer is? Those little flat things. Just lightly put it. Some people will take and actually use the bath crystals and then sprinkle them down and then vacuum them up again. And some people will do that with herbs. They'll just literally put some herbs down on the floor to cleanse and then vacuum it. Like I said, there are so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
different people from different parts of the country have different traditions.
All right, thank
with
you.
With the Chinese wash, someone here, Miss Michael posted in the chat room, dilute. That's right, a Chinese wash goes a long way. You just want to put a little few drops of that in water, and you can bathe with it, too.
Okay. Well, thank you very, very much,
yeah.
Kat and Dr. K. I appreciate all of everything that you share with me, and God bless you both.
You're
welcome.
Well,
and God bless you, and I think things are going to turn around for you.
Right.
If you do this.
The one thing that I saw here.
I certainly hope so. Thank you so much.
Caller, before you go, the one thing I saw here in your reading, going back to the relationship situation, I know you said that you're going to leave this African guy alone and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, pardon me. I did check with my cards and double check. You were jujued by him. So that was for the purpose of making you be in the relationship with him and for... You know, all of the stuff that, you know, people do. Usually the women is doing it to the man, but, in, you know, a lot of men are getting hip, and especially if you're dealing with African men, they will do it to you. So that, again, presses the point in the necessity that you get yourself cleaned up. Okay? Now, I got a question for you.
Are you serious? He juju me?
Yeah, for love, yes. Love and sex. Love and sex. Now, how long were you going with this guy? Because sometimes your hardship and kind of appears with the person. How long were you with this guy?
I was with him for about 3 years, and I could tell you one of the things I regretted doing in September is I gave him some of my menstrual blood in his food because I was trying to keep him with me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a mess. I mean, with his wife, his kids, and then him seeing this other woman and me loving him and him pulling on me. But now I feel like, I don't know what's, I just feel like everything is out of control.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do what Kat has told you to do, and you might want to contact me by email separately, because I deal with West African juju. In fact, I'm a Polaro, and so my spiritual tradition comes from the Congo and West Africa, and it's something that I can handle and deal with. So if you don't feel relief, and if you still feel your heart pining away for this man, then we know that there's something a little bit more aggressive that we need to break. But I thought you needed to know that, because it seemed to me like you were totally unaware that this had gone down. The cards told me you were.
No, I didn't know that he did something to me.
Okay, well, okay, there you go. Well,
how can I find you, Dr. K?
DrKeone.com.
Okay, so I'll send you an email and then you'll respond back to me?
Yes, I will. Or you can go to Kat's website at LuckyMojo.com. You'll also find links to me there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, caller.
Good luck to
all
you,
right.
Hon.
Mm-hmm, God bless.
All right,
I'm glad you found us.
Mm-hmm, really?
Yes.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
God bless you both.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye-bye.
Now, Kat, you know what's funny? Hello, Kat, you know what's funny?
What's funny?
Is because I do so much work for people in D.C., I have to make sure she's not somebody that... I'm working for the man or another woman that's with that same man.
Well, you know, and when she said Ivory Coast, I have a man client from the Ivory Coast.
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
90 seconds.
I think he's got other issues.
Isn't that something, man? Wow.
It is something. You know, what? I've had that to happen. I've had people actually, I remember... A lady called me up. She wanted a reading, and she said, but the first thing is, do you work for Mr. So-and-so? She named this guy's name. I said, no. She goes, look him up. If you have you ever corresponded with him? I said, no. She goes, all right, then I'll let you read for me.
Yeah, you know, personally, I don't believe in playing both sides against the middle. I don't do that, okay? I think it's a breach of ethics. And so if the wife comes to me first and then the husband comes to me second, which I have had happen before in my practice, the wife is my client. I'm sorry, I can't help the husband. I don't care what you offer me, you know? I'm not going to play both sides against the middle like that. But I know that there are some practitioners that do. And this woman's situation sounds so eerily like a few of them that I am handling right now. I'm like, okay, once I talk to this lady, I want to make sure that I'm got mixed up in the middle of this.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it sounds a little familiar to me too, but I'm glad she found us. And
10 seconds.
I won't take both sides of the case myself because it just leads to heartbreak if you do that.
Always does. Always does.
I know one man said to me, it's like playing chess against yourself. Well,
it really is. Wow, an hour and a half already. Man, I tell you, isn't that something?
Yeah, it goes by so fast.
I know. And we still have over 26 callers on the line right now. And what?
And there are 40 in the chat room.
Yes. I'm looking right now. There are 40 in the chat room, and we don't know how many actually called in and hung up. We'll know after the show. But it just shows you here that, you know, it's popular, and people want to hear what we have to say, and we will get to you guys. And maybe, I don't know, maybe if you think you're going to be calling, here's an idea. Those of you who are still on the line, because we're no longer streaming live, so if you're on the phones, you can still hear us right now. And that might be, Kat, that we set up an email address and let people, if they know they're going to call, they absolutely know they're going to call, they can send us an email, at least with their phone number and prefix and so forth, of their phone number, and give us just a little bit of a synopsis. And that will give us a way to kind of, look at it and figure out, okay, take this call, take that call. Especially with some of these people who are on the lines week after week, and we haven't been able to get to them because there's so many. It's an idea. It's not a perfect idea, but it's an idea.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, because the way it is, all we're doing is going by area code, and we want to know what the situation is, because that way we can bring in more different types of situations in each show. I think that's a very good idea. I can certainly put that into the Lucky Mojo forum as a place where people can say, well, they're going to call in, and you could do it at my Hoodoo space, and we could just look at them ahead of time.
We certainly can.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, we certainly can.
Because I'll tell you something, truth, send me email and it just gets lost. I mean, I'm terrible about that. If we had a thread at the forum, and I'm sure if you had a thread at my Hoodoo space saying, I want to be a caller, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then give your area code. You don't have to give your whole number, of course, your name and a brief synopsis of the situation. Then as the show starts, if you get in there, then we can say, oh, this is so-and-so, and we know who they are, and we can kind of select them that way.
Okay, we're doing that next week. Right now, we're going to do that next week. So, folks, you heard us, and all you need to do is make sure that if you're frequent the Lucky Mojo forum, then you'll find that message thread there, or you come over to myhoodoospace.ning.com. You will find that message thread there as well. We'll get on that here very, very quickly so that it will give us a little bit more control and know who we're talking to and that type of thing. Amen. Good.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's been a great show.
Well, thank you so much for taking care of business, and my apologies again for being late, but I barely made it there. And and I just want to thank you, Dr. K. You did such a great job all this thing.
Thank you. I'm so happy to do it, and I love doing it. It lets me, like I told someone a long time ago, I said, look, once you start in radio and you are bitten by the radio bug, it's something that will be in your blood forever. And, having my own broadcast station here, which you've never been here to see it and all the setup and all, it gives me great satisfaction to be able to do this, and it gives a voice to what we're doing, and it gives us a platform to do what we're doing. And, the calls and the emails that I'm sure we both receive respectively tell us, that what we're doing is ordained, and it will remain forever, long after we're gone. And people, hundreds of years perhaps, this civilization survives and so forth, and our work survives, will be able to help themselves by what you and I have shared here on these shows and in past shows when we've had other guests, this body of work is going to be there, and that is tremendously satisfying.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it really is, and I'm always surprised, like that woman who called, Romaine, and she was like, "You sell this stuff?" And I'm like, you know, I'm always expecting everyone to know who we are.
Yeah.
How would they find the show otherwise? She found this show through some method, I don't know, but there she is. She showed up, and that's what's happening all the time. I do have one other thing to share before we go tonight, which is I got called by the Wall Street Journal.
Cool.
And, I don't know. It's not going to be like one of their daily articles. It's one of those, you know, the little special extra fill-in articles when no one's shooting somebody in the Mideast. You know what I mean? Just one of those little extra articles. But the guy who interviewed me was a very nice man. But his interest was, and I have to thank Dr. Jeffrey Anderson recommended that he call me, but his interest was how hoodoo has become suddenly well-known again. Well, he said well-known for the first time, but I've told him no, it was well-known, and then it kind of dropped down a little bit, and now it's back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was interesting that the Wall Street Journal is interested in that. Don't you think that's something?
Oh, yeah.
I got
a couple of Wall Street people who do who are my clients, actually. So.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. What I'm trying to say here is that These little methods of outreach really do reach people, and so thank you, Dr. K, for pushing all the buttons and making this thing work. And also thank you to dear Nagashiva for keeping the chat room going, because he's just really good.
Yeah, he is. He really is. So, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for tuning in today to the Lucky Mojo Hood Root Work Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company, located in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com, and also brought to you by drkeone.com, located at the domain of the same name. And, of course, you can find our respective forums where we talk about hoodoo. You want to know how to use various products like the Chinese wash you've heard us talk about tonight, which you can purchase at Lucky Mojo. Well, you go to Cat's forum there at luckymojo.com, and you can click the link there that will link you to the forum, and you're going to find instructions on how to use all of the product that they manufacture there. And of course, there's a huge database at Lucky Mojo about the African diaspora tradition of African-American herbal magic, which we so commonly call hoodoo. And of course, if you want to fellowship as well with other eclectic conjurers and practitioners, and in a spirit of camaraderie, you can come by myhoodoospace.ning.com. These are the two premier websites on the internet as where you can come to learn more about hoodoo and how to empower yourself. We'll be here next Sunday, God willing, and the creek gonna rise, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Eastern Daylight Time, however you want to mix it up, is 6 o'clock p.m. and 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. Until then, this is Dr. K, also for Cat Ironwood and Nagashiva at LuckyMojo.com. For all of you wonderful people who love us, set lights for us, we thank you. God bless you, and good night.
All right, good night.